Chapter 25. Home. Within an hour of the fall of Ludon and Mosar, the chiefs and principal warriors of Palodon gathered in the great throne room of the palace at Aelur upon the steps of the lofty pyramid and placing Jadon at the apex proclaimed him king. Upon one side of the old chieftain stood Tarzan of the Apes, and upon the other Korak, the killer, worthy son of the mighty ape-man. And when the brief ceremony was over, and the warriors with upraised clubs had sworn fealty to their new ruler, Jadon dispatched a trusted company to fetch Oloe and Panatli, and the women of his own household from Jalur. And then the warriors discussed the future of Palodon, and the question arose as to the administration of the temples and the fate of the priests, who practically without exception had been disloyal to the government of the king, seeking always only their own power and comfort and aggrandizement. And then it was that Jadon turned to Tarzan. Let the Dor-El-Otho transmit to his people the wishes of his father, he said. Your problem is a simple one, said the ape man, if you but wish to do that which shall be pleasing in the eyes of God. Your priests, to increase their power, have taught you that Jad-Ben-Otho is a cruel god, that his eyes love to dwell upon blood and upon suffering. But the falsity of their teachings has been demonstrated to you today in the utter defeat of the priesthood. Take then the temples from the men, and give them instead to the women, that they may be administered in kindness and charity and love. Wash the blood from your eastern altar, and drain forever the water from the western. Once I gave Ludon the opportunity to do these things, but he ignored my commands, and again is the corridor of sacrifice filled with its victims. Liberate these from every temple in Palodon. Bring offerings of such gifts as your people like, and place them upon the altars of your god. And there he will bless them, and the priestesses of Jad-Ben-Otho can distribute them among those who need them most. As he ceased speaking, a murmur of evident approval ran through the throng. Long had they been weary of the avarice and cruelty of the priests, and now that authority had come from a high source with a feasible plan for ridding themselves of the old religious order without necessitating any change in the faith of the people, they welcomed it. And the priests, cried one. We shall put them to death upon their own altars, if it pleases the Dor-El-Otho to give the word. No, cried Tarzan. Let no more blood be spilled. Give them their freedom and the right to take up such occupations as they choose. That night a great feast was spread in the Palidonso, and for the first time in the history of ancient Palodon, black warriors sat in peace and friendship with white. And a pact was sealed between Jadon and Amut that would ever make his tribe and the Hodon allies and friends. It was here that Tarzan learned the cause of Taden's failure to attack at the stipulated time. A messenger had come from Jadon carrying instructions to delay the attack until noon, nor had they discovered until almost too late that the messenger was a disguised priest of Ludon. And they had put him to death, and scaled the walls, and come to the inner temple court with not a moment to spare. The following day Oloe and Panatli and the women of Jadon's family arrived at the palace at Aelur, and in the great throne room Taden and Oloe were wed, and Amut and Panatli. For a week Tarzan and Jane and Korak remained the guests of Jadon, as did Amut and his black warriors. And then the ape man announced that he would depart from Palodon. Hazy in the minds of their hosts was the location of heaven, and equally so the means by which the gods traveled between their celestial homes and the haunts of men, and so no questionings arose when it was found that the Dor-El-Otho with his mate and son would travel overland across the mountains and out of Palodon toward the north. They went by way of the Kor-El-Ja accompanied by the warriors of that tribe, and a great contingent of Hodon warriors under Taden. The king and many warriors and a multitude of people accompanied them beyond the limits of Aelur, and after they had bid them goodbye and Tarzan had invoked the blessings of God upon them, the three Europeans saw their simple, loyal friends prostrate in the dust behind them until the cavalcade had wound out of the city and disappeared among the trees of the nearby forest. They rested for a day among the coral jaw, while Jane investigated the ancient caves of these strange people, and then they moved on, avoiding the rugged shoulder of Pastor Olven and winding down the opposite slope toward the great morass. They moved in comfort and in safety, surrounded by their escort of Hodan and Wazdan. In the minds of many there was doubtless a question as to how the three would cross the great morass, but least of all was Tarzan worried by the problem. In the course of his life he had been confronted by many obstacles only to learn that he who will may always pass. In his mind lurked an easy solution of the passage, but it was one which depended wholly upon chance. It was the morning of the last day that, as they were breaking camp, to take up the march, a deep bellow thundered from a nearby grove. The ape man smiled. The chance had come. Fittingly then would the Dora Lotho and his mate and their son depart from unmapped Palol Don. He still carried the spear that Jane had made, which he had prized so highly because it was her handiwork, that he had caused a search to be made for it through the temple in Aelur after his release, and it had been found and brought to him. He had told her laughingly that it should have the place of honor above their hearth as the ancient flintlock of her Puritan grandsire had held a similar place of honor above the fireplace of Professor Porter, her father. At the sound of the bellowing, the Hodan warriors, some of whom had accompanied Tarzan from Jadon's camp to Jalur, looked questioningly at the ape man, while Amatswazdan looked for trees, since the Griff was the one creature of Palol Don which might not be safely encountered even by a great multitude of warriors. Its tough, armored hide was impregnable to their knife thrusts, while their thrown clubs rattled from it as futilely as if hurled at the rocky shoulder of Pastor Olved. "Wait," said the ape man, and with his spear in hand he advanced toward the Griff, voicing the weird cry of the Toro Don. The bellowing ceased and turned to low rumblings, and presently the huge beast appeared. What followed was but a repetition of the ape man's previous experience with these huge and ferocious creatures. And so it was that Jane and Korak and Tarzan rode through the morass that hems piled on upon the back of a prehistoric triceratops, while the lesser reptiles of the swamp fled hissing in terror. Upon the opposite shore they turned and called back their farewells to Taden and Amat and the brave warriors they had learned to admire and respect. And then Tarzan urged their titanic mount onward toward the north, abandoning him only when he was assured that the Wazdan and the Hodan had had time to reach a point of comparative safety among the craggy ravines of the foothills. Turning the beast's head again toward Palol Don, the three dismounted, and a sharp blow upon the thick hide sent the creature lumbering majestically back in the direction of its native haunts. For a time they stood looking back upon the land they had just quit, the land of Toro Don and Griff, of Jai and Jado, of Wazdan and Hodan, a primitive land of terror and sudden death, and peace and beauty, a land that they all had learned to love. And then they turned once more toward the north, and with light hearts and brave hearts took up their long journey toward the land that is best of all home. Glossary from Conversations with Lord Greystock, and from his notes, there have been gleaned a number of interesting items relative to the language and customs of the inhabitants of Palol Don that are not brought out in the story. For the benefit of those who may care to delve into the derivation of the proper names used in the text, and thus obtain some slight insight into the language of the race, there is appended an incomplete glossary taken from some of Lord Greystock's notes. A point of particular interest hinges upon the fact that the names of all male hairless pithecanthropi begin with a consonant, have an even number of syllables, and end with a consonant, while the names of the females of the same species begin with a vowel, have an odd number of syllables, and end with a vowel. On the contrary, the names of the male hairy black pithecanthropi, while having an even number of syllables, begin with a vowel and end with a consonant, while the females of this species have an odd number of syllables in their names which begin always with a consonant and end with a vowel. A light. Ab. Boy. Abon. Acting Gund of Coral Jaw. Ad. 3. Adad. 6. Adadad. 9. Adadan. 7. Aden. 4. Adenidin. 8. Adenin. 5. Allure. City of Light. An. Spear. Anun. Father of Panatli. As. The Sun. At. Tail. Bal. Gold or Golden. Bar. Battle. Ben. Great. Bu. Moon. Bulat Moon Face. Son of Chief Mosar. Bulur Moon City. The City of the Wazodan. Dak. Fat. Dakot Fat Tail. Chief of Aodan Village. Daklot. One of Khotan's palace warriors. Dan. Rock. Den. Tree. Don. Man. Dor. Son. Doroloto, son of God. Tarzan. Ewer. Ed. 70. L. Grace or Graceful. N. 1. Enon. 2. S. Rough. Esat, rough skin. Chief of Amut's tribe of hairy blacks. Et. 80. Fur. 30. Jed. 40. Go. Clear. Griff. Triceratops. A genus of huge herbivorous dinosaurs of the group Ceratopsia. The skull had two large horns above the eyes, a median horn on the nose, a horny beak, and a great bony hood or transverse crest over the neck. Their toes, 5 in front and 3 behind, were provided with hoofs, and the tail was large and strong. Webster's Dict. The griff of Palodon is similar, except that it is omnivorous, has strong, powerfully armed jaws and talons instead of hoofs. Coloration. Face yellow with blue bands encircling the eyes. Hood red on top, yellow underneath. Belly yellow. Body a dirty slate blue. Legs same. Bony protuberances yellow except along the spine, these are red. Tail conforms with body and belly. Horns, ivory. Gund. Chief. Guru. Terrible. Het. 50. Ho. White. Ho Don. The hairless white men of Palodon. Id. Silver. Idan. One of Panatli's two brothers. In. Dark. And sad. Coral Jaw warrior accompanying Tarzan, Amat, and Taden in search of Panatli. And Tan. Coral Lo left to guard Tarzan Jaw. Lion. Jad. The Jad Bal Lo. The Golden Lake. Jad Ben Lo. The Big Lake. Jad Ben Otho. The Great God. Jad Guru Don. The Terrible Man. Jadin Lul. The Dark Lake. Jadon, the Lion Man, chief of Aodon Village and father of Taden. Jad Pilol Jad Ben Otho. The Valley of the Great God. Jalur, Lion City, Jadon's capital. Jar. Strange. Jardon. Name given Korak by Amat. Jado. Saber-tooth hybrid. Ko. Mighty. Kor. Gorge. Coral Griff. Gorge of the Griff. Coral Jaw. Name of Esat's Gorge and Tribe. Coral Lull. Name of another Wazdan Gorge and Tribe. Khotan. King of the Hodan. Lav. Runner Running. Lee. Doe. Lo. Star. Lot. Face. Lu. Fierce. Ludon, Fierce Man. High Priest of Aelur. Lull. Water. Lur. City. Ma. Child. Mo. Short. Mosar, short nose. Chief and pretender. Mu. Strong. No. Brook. O like or similar. Odd. 90. Odan. Coral Jaw warrior accompanying Tarzan, Amat, and Taden in search of Panatli. Og. 60. O Loa like starlight. Khotan's daughter Am. Long. Amut long tail. A black. On. 10. Otho. God. Pal. Plus. Land. Country. Palidonso, place where men eat. Banquet hall. Palodon, land of man. Name of the country. Palolja. Plus of lions. Pan. Soft. Panatli. Amut sweetheart. Pansat, soft skin. A priest. Pastor. Father. Pastor Olved. Father of mountains. Peel. Valley. Row. Flower. Sad. Forest. San. 100 Sar. Nose. Saturday skin. So. Eat. Sod. Eaten. Sog. Eating. sun. 8. Ta, tall. Ta dan, tall tree, a white. Tan, warrior. Tarzan Jad Guru. Tarzan the Terrible. 2. Purple. Tun. 20. Tor. Beast. Toro Don. Beast like man. 2. Bright. Tuler Bright City. Mosar City. O. Of. Un. I. Ut. Corn. Ved. Mountain Was. Black. Was Don. The hairy black men of Palo Don. Was O Don, black white man, a mixed race Zot. 1000. Yo. Friend. Za. Girl. End of the Project Gutenberg, a text of Tarzan the Terrible by Edgar Rice Burroughs. TZNTR by Gutenberg Edition.